Let's do one in Patricia, Patricia Hannon, Hannon. Date of visit, let's put that for, and then her date of birth is 11/30/44. Our patient is a 77-year-old woman with multiple medical issues, including pressure ulcers, Parkinson's disease, dementia, hypertension, diabetes, quadriplegia related to a C3 level cervical cord injury, multiple sclerosis, myasthenia gravis, schizophrenia, gastroesophageal reflux, bipolar disorder, anxiety, hyperlipidemia, and spinal stenosis, period. The paragraph patient currently lives with her daughter, Pam, who takes great care of her. She has not required tube feeding because the fact that Pam has been so aggressive in trying to teach her, trying to keep up with her feeding and her nutritional status, period. In the paragraph, she does develop a decubitus ulcer from time to time. She currently has one on her sacral at stage 1, period. In the paragraph, her diabetes is controlled depending on her appetite. It's checked on a regular basis, and in the past 3 episodes, it's been less than 190, period. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's not married. She lives with her daughter, as I mentioned. She used to be a legal secretary till she developed myasthenia gravis in 1980. Then she developed further contractures after surgery and had a C3 damage. A cervical nerve damage, spinal cord damage, period. In the paragraph, she requires PT, OT, baclofen pump to keep her spasms under control and Botox injections, period. Review of system, positive for weight loss. Patient appears to be in pain from time to time, severe spasm, some nausea, has had diarrhea off and on. Weight loss significant at times, but her daughter Pam is again doing a good job controlling her appetite. Family history of hypertension, diabetes, medications reviewed, allergy. No allergy reported. An exam. Blood pressure is 90 over 60, pulses 88, respirations 20, a febrile heart, positive S1, positive S2, tachycardic at times, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, scaphoid. Neck muscle wasting, skin, decreased turgor, oral mucosa dry. Assessment here, we have a 77-year-old woman with contractures, able to communicate but barely. She's a quadriplegic, but she's able to eat. She wears a diaper, total ADL dependent. Patient is definitely bedbound and homebound. Patient's daughter is doing a great job controlling her symptoms, and caring for her as far as controlling her decubitus ulcer and other associated symptoms, period. She has severe spastic C3 injury. Patient's overall prognosis is quite poor, nevertheless, with the physical therapy and daughter's help, patient is doing okay at this time. Next one is diabetes. Blood sugar changes from time to time because of the fact that her eating is so labile. Has had episodes of hypoglycemia, but not recently. Next number is muscle wasting. Next number is protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next number, contractures, upper extremity, lower extremity. Next number, history of Parkinsonism, end stage, severe. Next one is anxiety disorder. Next one is bipolar disorder. Next one is meds reviewed. Next number, patient definitely needs and benefits from PTOT. Next number, patient definitely needs aides, home health aides and nurses to help daughter care for her at home. Without this patient would be in an institution, and that's what the daughter does not want and wants to avoid. Nixon's constipation has been an issue from time to time. Nixon's his patient has had numerous decubitus ulcers about the sacrum, a stage 2, but they all have healed. There's a stage 1 present at this time. Also has had a lumbar spine decubitus ulcer in the past, period. Appetite has diminished. Next number is patient is confused at times, but generally oriented at times 3. Nixon's hypertension control. Nixon's overall prognosis is quite poor for this woman. Next number is it's difficult, close to impossible for a patient to leave the house without assistance. And definitely homebound and meets the criteria for homebound for receiving home health care, PTOT, nursing aides, and home health and nursing care as well as home health aides. Thank you.